Welcome back to this study on the Heidelberg Catechism. We are walking through briefly with the question and answers of the Heidelberg Catechism, which is Confession of Faith, which is a creedal statement for the Reformed Church, but it's also a very personal confession of faith. The last time we talked about how Christ has taught us the sum of the law in terms of love God and love your neighbor. That moves us on to question and answer number 5 in the catechism, which now in response to the law of God is love God perfectly and love your neighbor, the natural question that comes up, well, is it possible for anybody to do that? Can we perfectly love God and love our neighbor? And of course, the answer is clearly no, we cannot. But what is interesting about the answer, which actually says, no, for I'm prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. You know, often we like to deal with sin in terms of counting up what we've done. We've done this, and okay, that wasn't so good, but maybe not so bad. And then there may be another number, and pretty soon we say, well, we really in trouble because we've done this pile of sin. And the fact of the matter is, it's not really a question, well, can we maybe do better? Can we maybe get a little bit closer to loving God as we ought to? But the real question is not counting up the sins, but what's even in our heart. And so the answer that the authors of the catechism give us is not, well, you can only get up to maybe 90% obedience or 50% obedience even or any. But it actually says that instead of loving God, we actually hate God. Instead of loving our neighbor, we actually hate our neighbor. That's not very flattering. That really gets very personal. What do you mean I hate God and I hate my neighbor? Well, of course, it's talking about the actual condition of man. And the reality is that that's the opposite, right? We are to love God. Now, in effect, what we do from nature, inherited from Adam and Eve, is to hate God. So it's not just all about the things that we do or don't do, because what the question is really dealing with is, where does sin come from? Why do you do something? Why does anybody do something, either in total violation of God's law or maybe halfway close but still not perfect? Where does that come from? Well, ultimately, all of our actions do come from what's in our heart. And so what the authors of the Catechism have captured here, and notice there's a very interesting term that they use. It says that I am prone always to all evil. What does that mean? It's talking about the condition of the heart of man. When God created Adam and gave him the probation, it wasn't just that Adam did a particular disobedient action. He did. But when he did that, he and then all of mankind, because Adam is the federal head of the whole human race, actually put themselves into a condition of a fallen heart. Theologically, we speak of that as original sin. That's the condition. And from that condition, it's now a matter of what one is capable or incapable. And so because of Adam and the fall into sin, the original sin, man is not capable of doing anything else but acting according to that hate that's in his heart for God and for his neighbor. That's a teaching that's often rejected by many. But here's the thing. If we don't really understand the depth of sin and the reality of that fall, we won't really have a very good appreciation of what salvation is. So keep in mind that the authors of the catechism are leading us. Right now it leaves us in a very bad spot. But we want to see what salvation is. And as we go forward to talk about this gospel message in the catechism, we will begin to see what the answer is to this reality of our fallen nature of sin.